Okay, as always, the Torah should be the Yiddish Master of Geshem and Rabbi Reim. This week, Parshas Vayishlach. As always, a fascinating Parsha about which the Ramban at the beginning of the Parsha tells us it was the Parsha that whenever Chazal would go to entreat on behalf of Klal Yisrael in Rome, they would go and first take a look at this Parsha of Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu sent Malachim. Frank Ramosha Feinstein, why is he sending Malachim? We know Rashi tells us Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefonov, and some medayik it from the word Lefonov, but that he had with him two sets of Malachim at the end of last week's parsha, and he sent them. He says, why did he have to go and take Malachim? It's a dover nisi, as he puts it. It's using something that's miraculous, and the derech is that generally we use things that are, we try and go for the route that's not miraculous. We go with derech hateva. Why was it that Yaakov Avinu was using here miraculous malachim to send as his shluchim? Even if you want to say that they were regular shluchim according to that man, then why does it call them malachim? It seems to be something miraculous either way. So Rav Moshe Feinstein explains that generally, for most of us who live and see Nes as something unique and something that expresses the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world and gives us a chizuk in our emunah, so then to use malachim would be incorrect because we're going for the nes route rather than going for the derech ha-teva route. However, for someone who lives on a madrega where nes and teva are equal and there's no difference between the two, then on the contrary, making an issue of the nes is a nechoyz darga, is taking away from the inspiration that one could have. And he brings a proof. The Gemara Sanhedrin of Tzadidal Adamad Aleph says that Chizkiyahu HaMelech, after the great nes that took place when Yerushalayim that had been laid siege to, suddenly the enemy abandoned and was left and were killed, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech never sang Shira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a tiny, he wanted to kill Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He didn't say Shira on the nes. There was a kitrug. Omra Ha'aretz Shehitoimar Shira. The land said that it would say Shira and the kitrug went away. What's going on over here? So Rav Moshe Feinstein like this. Chizkiyahu HaMelech looked at Nes and Teva as equal. To him there was no difference. It was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaMechadesh B'tuvay B'chol Yom Tomid Ma'aseh Bereishis. So when this miraculous thing happened, that suddenly the enemy wasn't there, every second, the only reason they were there was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting them there. That second, the next second, because he put them, the next second, well, if he puts them there, they're still there. And if he takes them away, they're not there. The fact that they then weren't there, that was the same as the fact that they were there. And it wasn't any bigger Nes. To generally to people, it would have been a bigger nes. But came along the Aretz, and the Aretz said, you know what, I'm going to sing Shira. Which Shira?
Said Rav Moshe,
the land, the earth came along and said, I'll sing Shira. Said Rav Moshe, which Shira? Said the Shira that I sing every day. The Shira that I revolve around myself in a circuit every single day, that it's night and it's day, that things grow out of the ground, that things, the rain rains, the nutrients in the ground give into the produce, etc. That's the Teva. In other words, the Teva said, I'll sing Shira. Why? Because that's what Chizkiyahu HaMelech really does every day. He sees Shira in the Teva. He sees that as being as much a nace as a nace. And therefore, for him, it was equal. And that's why he didn't sing Shira. That's how it fell for Chizkiyahu HaMelech. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, the same thing over here. Yaakov Avinu, who lived on a darga where nace and Teva were equated, for him, the fact that he had Malachim made no difference. When he sent people, the man don't know it was people, it would beget the malachim. And that's why he calls them malachim. And when he said malachim, because they were the same as people. That is what was at his disposal at that time, and that's what he used. Yaakov Avinu encounters the malach in the middle of the parasha. And in Perek Lamed Beis, after the Malach asks, Shalcheini kol ha'ashochar, Yaakov Avinu says, no, I won't send you kiim be'yachtoni. So the Malach asks him, ma shemecha? Yaakov Avinu responds, Yaakov. Then says the Malach to Yaakov like this, Vayomer, lo Yaakov yei omer oid shimcha. Your name is no longer to be said as Yaakov. Kiim Yisrael, only Yisrael. That is what Yaakov Avinu was told by the Malach over here. We speed forward a little bit in our parasha. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Tes, sorry. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Tes. Vayiro Elokim El Yaakov Oid, Bevoyoi, Mipadan Aron, Vayivorech Oisoi. It was Birkas Tanchumin, because he had just lost his mother, Rivka Imenu. But then the Rabbeinu Shalom says in Pasuk Yud, in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, Vayoyimer Elo Elokim. The Ibishta says to Yaakov, you know, Shimcha Yaakov. Your name is Yaakov. Lo Yikore Shimcha Oid Yaakov, Ki Im Yisrael Yeshemecha. Vayikro Shumra Yisrael. Your name is not being, the name Yaakov is not being taken away from you. Just you'll be called by Yisrael from now on. Let's take a look at that again. It says the Chassam Sofer. What happened early on? The Malach. In Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chof Tes says the Malach, Vayomer, Lo Yaakov Yeomer Eid Shimcha, Ki Im Yisrael. You're never going to be called Yaakov again, only Yisrael. Comes along HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Yud, and says, no, Vayomer Lo Elokim, Shimcha Yaakov, your name Yaakov stays. Lo Yikori Shimcha Eid Yaakov, Ki Im Yisrael, Yeshimcha Yikori Shimcha Yisrael, but his name Yaakov stays. What did the Malach want by telling Yaakov Avinu, you're never going to have that name Yaakov again? And what was the Rabbeinu Shalom saying by it? Yes, you are going to continue to have that name Yaakov. Says the Hiddik Chassam Sofer, the Malach of Esau, as we know, is the Satan, is the Samach Mem, whose existence is only as long as Mashiach hasn't come. As long as he needs to create an equilibrium of choice between Tov and Ra, that's what he's there for. But there's going to come a point where Kara Satan, the Satan is going to be torn to shreds. The gematria of Yaakov plus Yisrael, Yaakov Yud Ayin Kuf Veis, is 182. Yisrael Yud Sin Reish Aleph Lamed is 541. 541 plus 142. These are mathematicians. Plus 541 plus 182.
723 or something.
How much? 723. So the Chassam Sofer, that's the gematria of Kara Satan, is it? What's the gematria of Kara Satan? Kufresh Ayin. 370. Satan, Summer, Sin, Tes Nun. 359.
That was the gematria I got on the phone earlier today.
Yeah? And does it fit? Some Sofer says it fits. So I can't have him having that name Yaakov. As long as he has both names, that equates Kara Satan. If he's going to have both names, that equates Kara Satan. I'm done. So I can't have him being called Yaakov anymore. But does it equate it?
He will.
So, one minute.
He gives a different one. He refused freedom until he received the blessing. Imberach Tani, 723. And Yaakov plus Yisrael equals 723.
Does it? Well, let's work it out. What? How much is Yaakov? Yaakov, gematria of Yaakov is 182.
Yeah.
Gematria of Yisrael?
541.
541 plus 182? 723. Right. Kara Satan, Kufresh Ayin, 100, is 370. Plus Satan, 359.
Six.
Is 729. Yeah. Six out. Yeah. So, don't worry. There's five times in Tanakh where the name Yaakov is written Mole with the Vav.
Yeah.
There's your six. Why is it written five times Mole with the Vav? Rashi in Parshas B'Kukaisai says, because five times Yaakov Avinu took a Vav away from Eliyahu Hanavi. There's five times in Nach, most famous, the last one. Hinei Onechi Shaleachachem is Eliyahu Hanavi, not Eliyahu Hanavi. As everyone makes a mistake because the singer is singing like that on their, you know, tape or CD, whatever it was, but it's not. It's Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi five times gave away a vav. Well, Yaakovina took it away five times. The Maral says, because it was like a handshake. He made a deal with Eliyahu Hanavi. I'm taking this as an Erovin, as a pledge to ensure that you're going to come and be Mevaser the Geula to my children. What's the Satan afraid of? That if Yaakov remains being called Yaakov, then together with Yaakov and Yisrael, the Achdus of the two parts of Klal Yisrael, the Yaakov and Yisrael will be Kara Satan. They will destroy me. They will bring my end. When will it bring my end? When the Geula is going to come. The Yaakov Sholim, Yaakov with the Vav, represents Mana Geula, because he took that Vav to ensure that Eliyahu Novi would come and be Mevasa the Geula to Klal Yisrael. So the Chassam Sefer, so the Sotah and the Malach of Esav says to him, no, Shimon, you are, you're never allowed to be called Yaakov again. Because if you're going to be called Yaakov, you'll be able to add a Vav, and you'll have that gematria of Kras Sotah, and I'm done. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. Says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Apostle Yud, Vayomer Elokim, Shimcha Yaakov, Das Blight, you'll be called Yisrael, or your name Yaakov stays. So that there's an ability to cancel out, because we know Yaakov and Yisrael are two parts of Klal Yisrael, the more prestigious part, the less prestigious part, but both are there. And when they're together, that brings the Kras off.
It's not Mole here, is it?
No, here it's not. The fact that the name is still there facilitates and allows that to happen. So if we're anyway looking at the Gematrius, let's go a little further in the parasha. After Yaakov Avinu has his encounter with the Malach, he gets ready to meet Esav. So he's on his way with Halkin Kop in this one. This is the Ponim Yofus. Explains this in the name of the name of the. He says a vod. He's found a similar vod in the Baal Megaleh Amukos, together with a. So Yaakov Avinu has prepared a whole load of gifts. Let's go with that first. Yaakov Avinu prepares a whole load of gifts to take to send to Esav Arasha. And the Torah tells us exactly, it enumerates for us the gifts and exactly what was in each gift. So it tells us in Paraglama base, Posuk Tezvov and Tezayim. Posuk Tezvov, Izim Masayim Shotim Eshrim, Rechelim Masayim Eilim Esrim, Kamani Minikos Vinem Shleishim Parimam Boa, Parim Asora, Asunis Esrim, Ayorim Asora. The total number, says the Arachayim HaKadosh, in the name of his Zeda, he says, adds up to 580. The gematria seir, and the gematria of the word toikef, tofkuf pei. Because Yaakov Avinu, with these, sending these, obviously there was a remez within them, to break the koyach, the strength of seir.
Seir, and what was the other word?
Seir, sin, ayin, yud, resh, is the same gematria as toikef, tofkuf pei. And he wanted to break the strength of seir. That's the 580. The Balaturim, if you look on these psukim, says there were actually 550 animals. It's a question in the second pasuk whether gemalim menikus or bneim shloshim means there were 30 gemalim and 30 bneim, or there was a total between gemalim and bneim of 30. The Baal HaTorah learns that was the total over 550. He's got three reasons why. His first reason why there's 550. His first reason is because the keneged that we bring a certain amount of korbanos every year. And his last thing he says there were 550 korbanos. And he says as well, if you look at Pasuk Tesvov, you'll notice every single word ends with a mem. Izim Mosayim, Usyoshim Esrim, Rechilim Mosayim, Veilim Esrim. Is that not significant? Says the Baal HaTorah, yes it is. Every word ends with a mem to tell us that these 550 animals that Yaakov Avinu sent to Esav were Baalei Mumim. Which could tie in with the fact that it was also to break him and to show that they were Baalei Mumim. Why? He said, look, I can't bring them as korbanos, so I'll give them to Esav, I assume, in those, he still kept the minhag that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar. Whenever they wanted to eat meat, until they got the mitzvah of Shechita, you never stomach meat, shechted an animal to eat the meat. You brought a korban, a chelik of which went on the Mizbeach, and a chelik of which you ate as your meat. So Yaakov said, look, I anyway can't bring these as a korban, because they're treifas. So I'll give them to Esav. The Pasuk says earlier on that Yaakov prepared gifts to send to Esav. And he said, "Vayikach," and he took min habor biyodoi, from what he had, and he sent that to Esav. Rashi has three pshatim on what min habor biyodoi means. One pshat Rashi says min habor biyodoi what was birshusa. Another pshat is min habor biyodoi from things that one carries in one's hand. Shodam tsroir bitsroir, and he carries in his hand the diamonds. He sent him gifts that he normally carried min habor biyodoi, or things he had already taken meisa from. They would belong to him. They were bar biyodoi. The Sefer Hartzvi says something very interesting. He says, how is Yaakov Avinu to know which animals were treifas and which are not? To check an animal if it's a treifa or not, one has to wait till after Shechita, the menaker goes, he takes out the inner parts of the body, he starts to be menaker. That's the job of a menaker. He starts to the nikkur. So he checks. How would he know that they were treifas or not treifas? How did he know they were all Baalei Mumim? They were still alive. Says the Sefer HaTzvi, that the Darkei Moshe HaAruch, I think it's in Simon Lamed here in Yeridea, brings from the Chuvas Tashbi, so brings from Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid and Sefer HaChassidim. There's a way of telling if an animal's a treifer before you even shecht it. Yazoi. You stand, put the animal, make the animals walk in a narrow place, you put your hand in front of the animal. If it's kosher, it's got certain simoni kashrus, it has achnor. It will duck underneath your hand and carry on walking. If it's a treifer, it will just go straight into your hand and try and push it out of the way. Says the Sefer HaRatzvi, that's how Yaakov Avinu checked. And vayikach min habo b'yodet, from the ones that didn't duck, that went straight into his hand, that's a treifer, and that one, those are the ones that he sent. Memele, that's how we know, they were all Baalei Mumin, and those are the ones that he sent to Esav HaRosh. So he gets ready to meet Esav HaRosh, and he's encountered the Malach.
You mean treifer as in not kosher?
Yeah. They were kosher, but not right for a korban. So Yaakov Avinu gets ready, he divides into Shnei Machanois and he gets ready. And they draw near one by one. Vatigash Nas Vachois, Hinu Yaldein, Vatishtachavena, Vatigash Vamil Yavirada, Vatishtachavena, Vatigash Yisrael, and they bow down. Before that, the Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. Lamed Gimel Gimel. Vuhu Avar Lifneim, Av Yaakov Avinu went ahead of them. Vayishtachu Arzo Sheva Pa'omim, Ad Gishtoi Ad Ochiv. He bowed down seven times until he came to Ochiv. What's the significance of seven times bowing down to Esau? Says the Ponim Yafis, there's a Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, a story in the Maseches Kiddushin, a well-known story, the Daf Chof Tes on a base. The Gemara there relates that Abaye was a Rosh Hashiva. You know that from the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Abaye was a Rosh Hashiva, and in his Beis HaMedrash, he heard Shoma Abaye have a Kaosi. He heard that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was coming to visit. There was a Shin Dalad who used to frequent the Beis HaMedrash of Abaye's yeshiva. Normally we know from the Gemara Pesachim that Shin Dalads don't affect people by day, even by night. When it's two people, they scare them, they don't affect them. If it's three, they don't even scare them. But this Shin Dalad, even by day, used to be mazik people. So Abaye told everyone in the Beis HaMedrash, Loi leisiv le'inish u'shpiza. No one's to invite Rav Acha Bar Yaakov home. You should stay in the Beis HaMedrash. Efshad Misrach Hashnisa. But we need something. We've got this mazik. It's been mazik people the whole time.
In what sense was it
mazik? Shin Dalad. No one invited him. What did he do? Bos ba'ahu be'rabonon. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov had to stay the night in the Beis HaMedrash. Idmilei, the Shin Dalad appeared to him, Ketanino de Shiva Rishvasi, like a snake, a serpent with seven heads. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov started to daven. Called Kriya de Kora, every time he made a Kriya, Notar Chad Reshe, one head of this Shin Dalad, the serpent, fell off. Amar Lahu L'Mocha, the next day he said to the people, In lo yisrach ish nisa sakintin, if I wouldn't have had a nace, you would have put me in a sakana. No, Abaye, that's exactly why he had him there, to get rid of this Shin Dalad. Says the Heilige Marsha, little shtickle Marsha, that he bowed down seven times. The Zayin Harishin de Tanino, the end of the Shtikim HaRashah, says the seven heads of the snake, of the serpent, Himazayin Koiches Atuma. Those are the seven Koiches Atuma, Shehevi Anochash HaKadmoini Lo'ilam. They're the Nochash HaKadmoini brought to the world. That's what we're talking about here. These are the Zayin Koiches Atuma. Says the Eilig Eponim Yafus, this Nochash, this Shin Dalad appeared in the image of a Nochash, in the image of the Nochash HaKadmoni, in the image of the Samach Mem, of the Sorei Shel Esav, of the first Yetzer Hara that ever came to the world, with seven heads representing the seven Koiches HaTuma that were brought to the world by the Samach Mem. And each time the Rav Acha Bar Yaakov davened, he nullified one of those Koiches HaTuma. Esav HaRosha had entrenched himself in the Samach Mem. The Sar of Esav is the Nochash HaKadmoni, is the Samach Mem. So the seven Koiches HaTuma, Esav embraced and became part of himself. Yaakov Avinu, however, we know, went, closeted himself in Yeshiva Hashem Ve'eva, and became a Shtik Kedusha. We know that seven koiches of Kedusha connected the seven koiches of Tumah. The seven koiches of Kedusha are represented by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Gematria 26. Seven times 26, seven koiches of Kedusha, seven times 26, is Gematria 182, Gematria Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu has in him seven times 26, seven times Shem Havaya, the seven koiches of Kedusha. Yitzchak Avinu, the Gematria of Yitzchak, is 208, that's eight times Shem Havaya. Because Yitzchak Avinu, when he gave the brachas to Parshas Toldos, he gave seven brachas to Yaakov, connected the seven koiches of Kedusha that he had. Came in Eitz HaRasha and said, Halo, tzalto li bracha. If you not got one bracha left for me, one shtikl kedusha, extra something. And Yaakov Avinu said to him, you know what? Yitzchak Avinu said to him, okay, yeah. He gave him a bracha. He gave him the one koyach of kedusha that he had. Esav had with him these Zion koyches of Tumah. Tumah is gematria 50. Seven times 50 is 350. The gematria of Esav's name, Ayin Sin.
Where did you get the 50 from?
Tommy. The word Tommy is Gematria 50. 7 times 50 is 350. Esav's name, Ayin Sin Vov, is 376. It's the 350 which are the 7 Koyachs of Tumah, plus 1 Koyach of Kedusha, plus that 26 that he got from his father. So he was Be'etzem entrenched. What happened? Yaakov Avinu came. He wanted to nullify the Koyach HaTumah of Esav HaRasha.
Sorry, what was this? 376 connected?
Connected the 350 koiches of Tumah, which is 7 times 50.
Plus the
bracha of the Chedek HaKedusha. Yaakov Avinu went, Hu Ovar Lifneim, Vayishtachu Arzo Sheva Pa'omim. He bowed down 7 times, like the 7 Ishtachavos of Rav Acha by Yaakov. Each one nullified another koiach of Tumah. Until what was left? Ad Gishtoi Ad Ochiv. Ochiv is gematria with the koil 26. Until he came to the, well, all that was left was the koach of kedusha. What happened in the next pasuk? Vayorot itov likrosoi vayechavkeu vayipal atzora vayishakeu vayiv. So Grashi. Amar Shimon bar Yochai halochi biyodua sheitov seinu leYaakov elo shenichmeru rachmav ba'isa shau neshakeu b'chol libay. We are zoi how? Because Yaakov Avinu brought out that the mitzvot of kedusha that was inside him. That which was left, Yaakov Avinu with these ishtachavoyes showed him and was machnia the koiches of Tumah one after the other ad gishtoi ad ochiv. That all that was left now for Esav was the nitzitz of kedusha that was there. He held on to it, and then he had that moment of vayivku. Well, as we saw a few weeks ago with Lavan, didn't stay. Vayoshav Esav ledarkoi seira. Afterwards, he went back to Seir. Went back to the full tokef of his koach of Tumah, went all the way back. Didn't last long. Why not? Because he wasn't this world. He met Malachim, he met Yaakov, who had fought with Malachim. But as long as the koach of Taiva for Avodah Zarah, Gil Aroyes, and Shvichas Domim was still there with him, it didn't last long. There's a moment of inspiration. The moment of inspiration only lasts if a person wants to make something out of that inspiration. If one doesn't make something out of that inspiration, then the inspiration doesn't last. Mimele didn't last for him. Who is the Sar of Esav? Who is this Sarei Shel Esav? There's a few medrashim. One medrash says that the Sar of Esav appeared to Yaakov Avinu like a Talmud Chacham. Another medrash says that the Sar of Esav appeared as the Samach Mem. So Rav Shimon Schwab has a beautiful insight, which really sets out one of his tremendous hashkofe in understanding who this was. So on the one hand, we have a medrash which says that this was the Samach Mem, the Yetz Hara himself. On the other hand, we see when Yaakov Avinu said, he asked him, what's your name? And the Malach said, brings this from a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, Perek Lamed Zayin, Issa, Omar Lo Amalach Shalchini, Omar Lo Yaakov, Eini Meshalechecha, Atshetom Ali Mashmecha, tell me what your name is. V'kora Hamalach Shmoi Shal Yaakov Yisrael, Ki Shmoi Shenikra Shmoi. Yisrael. Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, the Malach called Yaakov Yisrael like the name that he's given himself. What's Yisrael? Yoshar Kel. If there's anything that the Samach Mem is furthest from, it's Yafrut. Yoshar Kel. So he says a fascinating thing. Avshinim Shrab says, we also know there's a Gemara in Chulin, the Gemara in Chulin, Tzadi Aleph, which says that he appeared to him like a Talmid Chacham. But he said, because the Samach Mem is so sheker, he'll go and call himself Yisrael to the fool you that he is Yisrael. That's how sheker he is. It reminds me, I was fascinated when I first went as a Rosh Hashanah Yisrael. It was one of the elections that took place. I don't know how many years ago it was, 20 odd years ago. We went and there was the election that took place. I couldn't understand it. There was on billboards all over the place. There was this party that was anti keeping Shabbos. But the letters they had, you know, everyone's got letters with you, Gimel or Shin Samach. The letters they had were Aleph Mem Tov. I just couldn't understand it. The massive billboard, the petek saying Aleph Mem Tov, that's the one you put in the thing. And the thing was anti-Shabbos. We're going to keep this open on Shabbos, keep that open on Shabbos. Their name is Aleph Mem Tov. He says, but that's the Yitzhara. That's the Samach Mem. He'll come looking like a Talmud Chacham. He'll tell you his name is Yisrael. And that's what he told Yaakov Avinu. He says, yeah, I'll call you Yisrael like my name. What's it like my name? Yoshua Kael, he's Yoshua, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the furthest from it. He says, but that is, it says, and unfortunately, he says, that's where we have to be so wary that Yitzhara will cloak itself and do anything it can to try and make it look as if he's like a Talmud Chacham. Yet at the same time, said Rav Shlomo Shvadron, we have to be so careful that we don't fall into that trap of the Yitzhara. But Etzem Esav was someone who, he met Malachim. The Medrash says that Malachim came, these Malachim came, and they started to hassle Esav and the men that were with him. The 400 generals with their armies that were with him. And they started to give them a bit of, they're roughing them up. So the people said, leave us alone, what are you doing? And they said, who are you from? So they said, we're from Esav. So they gave them more, they roughed them up a bit more. So then he's the Enikon of Avram. They roughed him up a bit more. They said, he's the son of Yitzchak. Didn't stop. He's the brother of Yaakov. Mishalonu Atem. Okay, we'll leave you alone. So Esav's realized he's encountered Malachim. He also understands that when Yaakovina tells him, retiring with Shamati, when Yaakovina tells him and hints to him that he's met a Malach, Esav chaps the hint. We're talking about something. He grew up in the house of Yitzchak Avinu. So he knew what to be nispoil from. And he was nispoil. By Yivku, he had that moment of his failus. Oh, it didn't stay with him. Why not? Because if a person doesn't control their midas, then his biggest dispilers can't have an effect. Rav Shlomo Shvadron used to say over, I don't know whether he was present or he'd heard, there was a shul on a particular Shabbos Zocher, the regular Balkar didn't show up. No one in the communion there could leave. And there was one young boy who had just turned Bar Mitzvah, and he must have learned one of the Chadorim where they knew Torah, and he said, okay, like shyly said, I'll leave. So he went up to leave. Came the time to leave Parshas Zocher, one from in the Tzibur, no, Efshay Kenish Leinen, maybe he's not Mamish Agadol, he's only just Bar Mitzvah, could be he's not Mamish Agadol. So other people said, listen, the guy, he's just done us a favor, and leaned the whole leaning for us. So some take him down now, because So this Yitzhak, I don't know, I have to check. He starts going up to him to have a look. He's got a chassim and zokin. And this little kid on the bimah suddenly becomes the center of attraction to decide whether he's a godl or not. Until the point where the boy was so embarrassed, he ran off the bimah. Who ended up leaning? Who ended up as a tainer? FG is not a godl. And typically, Rav Shlomo Shvadron said, you know what's his oiske kumen? As Esav Arosha Kelim Pasha Zocher. So that's what happened. There's Esau, you blatantly see, you've got here, it could be he understood Parsha Zohar, he appreciated Parsha Zohar, he appreciated the mitzvah, he understood them with all the intricate halachic details. Just think about someone else. If one doesn't have one's perspective right, and again, I don't know whether this story happened, but typically on Rosh Hashanah Shvadron, where you would relate how someone, a person who came, a dwarf who came to help out the people in Yerushalayim, and he was talking to them, and Talmud Chacham saw this dwarf and thought, oh, Gefaldig, Mamish, an opportunity to make the mitzvah, the bracha, Mishana Abriyas, and he goes up to the dwarf, he lifts him up, and he shackles him like a lulu, Burak Atash, Emel, Kayyim, Mishana Abriyas, and he puts him down, Ne'em, Fashem, the Nebuchadnezzar. So Rosh Hashanah, I just want to know one thing. When he makes the bracha shahakel at home, he does it with the same kavana. When he makes the ashiyot at home and no one's looking, he does it with the same kavana, it's only in front of Yanam. So that's in the middle of Esav HaRosh. Of seeing an opportunity. Oh, I've got mamash, it's failures. But misconstruing it and doing it in the wrong way. That's why one has to be wary that not only does the Yetzer Hara himself come cloaked in, he comes cloaked in what looks like, and he tries to fool us into thinking that it's, that sometimes as well the action that he takes are such that it, in that pasuk where Yaakov Avinu runs to Esau and it says the Vayechabakehu, Rashi points out that there are dots on top of the word Vayechabakehu. Rashi says Vayishchokim Medover. In the Sifri, some say it's because Shaloi Neshoke Bechol Liboy that he tried to bite him, and Yaakov Avinu's neck became like Shayish. And then you've got what Rav Shimon Bar Yochai said. They know that at that moment Neshoke Bechol Liboy, whether it was Nichmur Rachmav, whether it wasn't Nichmur Rachmav, that's the question of what happened. The Yalkut Shimoni says the following. The Yalkut Shimoni says, "Omar Esav HaRosho, Ini Horeges Yaakov Bekeshes Mechitzi. I'm not going to bother killing Yaakov with a bow and arrow. Ela Befiu Veshinai Ani Horegoi. With my mouth and my own teeth, I'm going to kill him. Or Moitzei Tzedome, and I'll suck his blood. Shenema Vayorat Esav Likrosa Vayishokeu Al Tikre Vayishokeu Ela Vayishokeu Vob Yudshin Chof Hei. Because Neshicha, Loshen Neshicha, he bit into him. And Aset Tzavor Shal Yaakov Keshayish. For Kohu Shinov and his teeth got blunted or fell Shalizov, his Kokoyas, Khurik Mishinov, Shinema Rosh Yerobachas. What happened there? How did this all change? Esau's running with the hatred to get a hold of Yaakov. And the Rashi says in the middle of Shimba Yachai, this last minute, he tries, even he wants to kill him, it doesn't work, there's something Nichmur Rachamov. So Sfona says, Nepach Liboy Kmei Rega, Bahachno Oysov Shal Yaakov. Bahachno Oysov Shal Yaakov. And then Sfona says, it's a shocking thing. He said, had the Biryonin done this at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, Abayis HaMikdash wouldn't have got destroyed. Had they listened to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai and subdued to the enemy, we wouldn't have lost Abayis HaMikdash. What's the vault? Shlomo Volbe used to say, there's a middah here that the Torah is teaching us, and when in Golos, we don't fight back. We machni ourselves, we're in Golos. You've got a Golos Yid knows, I don't fight back. People had timers in the war, why didn't the Yidin fight back? That's not the Anhog of Yid. The Yid has to be machni. There's a Gemara in Masechet Yevamos. The Gemara says, a Braiser. Tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel was at sea, and he saw a ship that was shipwrecked, and he said, well, you see Mitzal Talmud Chochem Echot Shabbayah, who was that Rabbi Kiva? He thought that Rabbi Kiva was lost. He was lost at sea, died in the shipwreck. Rav Shimon Gamliel went and he started to give shir. And Rabbi Kiva walked in. We were derish lefonam. So he said to him, Beni, how did you manage? So Rabbi Kiva says to him, Daf shel svinon nizdamon ali. A board from the boat came to me. I used that as a float. Val kol gal vagal. And every wave that came, na nisi esroishi. I ducked my head. Said the Gemara, the Braisa finishes off. From there we learnt, this is the Anhoga of a Yid in Golos. When the waves come, Lilo. It's the way we have to be in Golos. The Shulman Rambam said, that is what we see over here. But it's that, together with the Koyach of Tefillah. The Koyach of Tefillah, the Yaakov Davened, that which was part of his Hachnor, he was Machnia himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Machnia himself therefore in this situation, this is Ratzon Habayri. With the tachlis achnor, with the koyach of tefillah, as we know, he prepared himself for three things: the doyer, the tefillah, or the milchama. What was the milchama? That if he hit me, the other one will run away. Not the other one will come, and then we'll have double power to go and try. The other one will run away. There's a certain anhoga in Golos that a yid has. That one. At the same time, we see that by Yivosa Yaakov levadoi, by Yaobik ish imad alois hashachar, Yaakov Avinu was left levadoi. Rabbi Yerucham Levovitz said, apparently they say Shlomo Kalibach was at this shmooze, and that's when he composed this song about Yivosa Yaakov Levadei afterwards. Because Rabbi Yerucham said, Chazal Shtel Tzu, the Veniska of Hashem Levadei by Yemahu. How is a Yid Zoicha to a special Siyata Deshmaya of HaKadosh Baruch Hu akin to the type of siyata d'shmaya v'niska v'ashem nevadei b'yem ahu. As we know, famously, Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a skula, which is called the skula, they call it the skula of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, which they say the Brisker Rav used during the war when he encountered certain checkpoints and he was held onto the Enoid Milvadoi. There's nothing else in the world other than the Rebbeinu Shem. No one can do anything to me if the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't want it to happen. And I'm completely, completely under the hashkocha of only none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayivoser Yaakov Levadoi. It was at night. It was dangerous. It was Sakonah going on his own, but he was Levadoi. I'm totally in the hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Nisko Hashem Levadoi. Then I guess you're Levadoi? The Ibrahim will help you to even fight the Sora Shalesov. You'll be able to subdue him. You'll be able to overcome him. When a person realizes that he is, it's Levado, I'm on my own, but I'm on my own with the Rebbeinu Shem and nothing else. The only thing that I'm dovuk to, and the only thing that can affect anything, the only thing that can make anything happen, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An example of that, they say a beautiful story. So Rav Aaron Kotler was Rosh Shiva of Kletsk, I think it was Rosh Shiva. Before he emigrated to America, years before that, he went fundraising for his yeshiva. And for whatever reason, he got miscalculated on the Erev Shabbos and got stuck and ended up in some little town. So he did some research on that Friday to sort of where he could eat. It became very clear to him that the standard of kashrus, the hechsherim they were using, the hechsher was given as a last resort, at least to be mat to everybody. He'd never eaten it and he wouldn't eat anything like that. So he went to the shul, he asked, is there a rav? So he said, well, look, we have a rav, but he hasn't shown up to shul. Where does he live? So they told him where the rav lives. So he went, he doesn't allow anyone into his house. No chance, he won't get to be there. So he's going to try. So Baron goes and he knocks, he opens the door and says, go away, I don't allow anyone in my house. He knocks again, he says, he's going to be a slow action, he knocks again. Eventually, it's his last resort, he knocks again and he says, my name is Aaron Kotler, I'm here from Kletsk. And I haven't got anywhere to be for Shabbos. The seed says, where's Aaron Kotler? What's myself? Kafem of the Rosh Yeshiva from Kletz? Come inside. He comes inside. Yeah, you can be with me for Shabbos. So he's with him for Shabbos. They eat Friday night. They end up talking most of the night and learning. So Baron says, Oiski Kirin, this person was Mamesh, a really good Talmud Chacham, Yeresh Shammai, Merabim. By Shalosh Shulis, he had the audacity to ask him, just what's with you? What's going on here? What are you doing? And he says, I'll tell you. He says, I came here, Be'erev of a Chay Sekoil, I had nothing. I came to America, and there was a tzibur here that wanted, they said I should daven with them. He said, to be quite honest with you, by the time I was nearing the end of my Pesukei Dezimra, they were already finished davening. And the davening, Nishkarenkin davening, and I could see that they weren't really makabel anything from myself. I was petrified that it would start to have an effect on me. So I decided, you know what, the Ibrish is going to look after me, but I have to do, I can't. So that I've learned so much before I came to America. I was afraid of losing that learning. I decided I made a Kabbalah myself, I'm not leaving my house. I don't leave my house, I don't have to do whatever, I just sit and learn all day. Closeted himself in his house. He became, Reb Aaron said about him, he became a levado. Reb Shimon Volber wrote about himself. I mean, he went to Sweden during the war, and there were certain times he said, if not for having closeted himself away during certain hours of the day and learnt Musa, he would never have withstood the nishonis of a young bocha, educated, charismatic. He wouldn't have withstood the nishonis there. But he became a levadoi. He realized I'm here in this world and I have to maintain, Reb Shlomo Volber, maintain my keshar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to be, there's certain times where a person has to be a levado. When it's dark, it's the middle of the Moshe of Yaakovino, it's dark, it's the middle of the night, and there's no way out, and there is no way out, then I have to become a levado. And the truth is, that's what stood Klal Yisrael the whole time. The whole way through Galuyos is the fact that we've remained Klal Yisrael on our own. Hein om levodod yishkon. The fact that we've had the Siyata Deshmaya and we've probably the Nisyonis of our Ovis, which have helped us, definitely, not probably, definitely, has helped us to give us that Koyach that we can remain an Om Levodod and not succumb to the challenges that are there to entice us to lose the Shem Yisrael or to lose the Shem Yaakov. That's what has stood us through that Goddess. The Be'ezah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should tuck a bench us B'Koriv, we should be Zoicha to see the Benizkav Hashem Levadei B'Yem Ahu.
What's the getter between when he has to fight, when he has to...